Encouragement. Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Thanks for taking a moment to listen to the show today. And as always, please take a moment to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast if you like what you hear. As baseball coaches, it's hard to imagine where we are today in relation to where we were a month ago. I imagine that most of you, if not all of you, have had your season shut down, some permanently and some temporarily. These are definitely uncharted waters, and my hope is that over the next few weeks, that this show can be a bit of encouragement for you as we take a look at the Word of God. Additionally, in the past few months, I've posted some quality interviews that I want to encourage you to go back and check out during this unexpected downtime. They include Eddie Stevenson from Baptist Prep in Arkansas, and Coach Jeremy Sheetinger from Georgia Gwinnett College. So definitely take a moment and go and check those out. You won't be let down. One last thing before we get started today, I want to encourage you to take advantage of technology. Whether it's the GroupMe app or a Zoom video conference, there's a lot of good free options out there to stay in touch with your team. We all know that our profession is made possible by the players, and everything that we do is for our players. I'm confident they have some questions, and whether you have specific answers for them or not, they would love to hear from you, Coach. Today, I want to take a brief look at Psalm 13. It's a short psalm, it's only 6 verses long, but I think we can draw a few parallels between the words of David and our current situation. In addition, there's a key takeaway from this passage that undoubtedly can be a benefit to you. So Psalm 13 says this, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I'm shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." In this psalm, we get to see some true emotion from David as he cries out to the Lord. And while we don't know David's exact situation when he wrote this psalm, it's not difficult to recognize it's a cry of despair. David's not in a good place, mentally or emotionally. But a few particular things stand out that I believe are very applicable to us today in our current situation. First, notice that David asks God, "How long?" 4 times. "How long, O Lord, will you forget me? How long, O Lord, will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?" I believe this tells us that David is really struggling with the uncertainty of the situation. And if we're honest with ourselves, I think we probably feel the same way given our current situation with the COVID-19 virus. How long is this going to be? I know in my own context, school was initially shut down for 2 weeks. And now it's just been extended 4 more, at the least. We often think of any problem that if we know how long it's going to be or how long it's going to last, it would be easier to deal with. And David definitely felt the same way. It's also clear that David's being driven to some extent by his feelings. The scripture reminds us that the heart can be deceitful among all things. Allowing our feelings to drive what we do typically leads to disaster. Instead of feelings, we have to rely on facts. And by the end of the psalm, we see David come around to those facts. David also makes the statement, "How long must I take counsel in my soul?" It seems like he's compounding his feelings by dwelling on the situation, by rethinking it and looking at it continually in his own mind. And some of you may be experiencing the same thing. On top of that, if we dwell too much on what the media is putting out, the situation will only grow worse in our minds and our despair along with it. David's actions, they do point us to something positive, though. He says, "Consider me and answer me, O Lord my God." David is calling out to God in prayer. In difficult times like he was facing and like we are facing today, we don't need to think and dwell in negativity, but instead we need to call out to God in prayer. David says, "Light up my eyes." In other words, he's saying, "Enlighten me to what's going on." David recognizes that God knows exactly what's going on, and he also knows why. See, God has a purpose, and we must recognize that as well, just like David did. I believe it's perfectly normal for us to want to understand as well, but we may not be blessed with that understanding. See, God gets to make that call. However, it's crucial that we recognize that He is sovereign. I mentioned earlier that David came around to the truth, and we see that in verse 5. And the truth is that God is a God of steadfast love, and that we can rejoice in our salvation. See, to wrestle with doubt and fear, it only leads to despair and potential depression. But to bask in God's steadfast love, well, that results in joy. The cure to David's despair is found in verse 6, the last verse of the psalm. And it's this: worship. David says, "I will sing to the Lord." Now, this verse reminds me of Casting Crowns' hit song, "I Will Praise You in the Storm." And that's where we are today. We may not understand what God is doing, and there's no doubt that it's disrupting our day-to-day life. And you know what? I don't even believe that we have to like it. But what we must do as a believer is avoid the pit of despair by leaning heavily on our feelings and dwelling on it over and over. Instead, we have to plant our flag on the truth that is God's steadfast love and His salvation. We must cry out to Him in prayer. And doing so will move us to worship and bring joy in the midst of trial. Now, as I've said many times, coaches, one of the best things that you can be is a positive example. It's crucial that we're that positive example for our players at this very time. And the path to doing so is clearly presented by David in Psalm 13. So, coach, be blessed, be encouraged, and continue to fight the good fight. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.